Okay, so we're on Daf Dalet tonight in Bava Kamma. So I'll begin on Gimel Beis. We're on 15 lines from the bottom. We're at the two dots. So the question is, what is Mavis? So remember in the Mishnah, we had Arba, Avot, Nazikin. We have four major categories. At least that's what the Mishnah mentioned. And I went over on Shabbos. We'll see later on in today's Daf. There's a Braisa that has, there are 13, another Braisa that has 24. But the four in the Mishnah were Shor, Bor, Mava, and Hever. So Bor, we know what Bor is. Bor, you dig a pit in the Rishis HaRabim. Hever is a fire, it spreads to your neighbor, then that so you're liable for both those damages. Shor and Mava, a little bit of a question mark. Shor, we know there are three different types of elements with the Shor, and that's Shein, Regel, and Keren. Keren, Shein, and Regel with a Shor. We don't know which the Shor is going to cover. And Mava is the other sort of unknown. On Gimel Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. So Amava Vahever, so my Mava. What is Mava? Mava is an unusual word. What does Mava mean? So Rav Amar, Mava is Adam. So Rav says Mava refers to a man. It means Adam Amazik, a person who damages people. He's called Mava. Shmuel Amar, Mava is Shein. Shmuel says Mava refers to Shein. It means if I have a shore and the shore goes to my neighbor and eats up the crop, that's what Mava is. So Rav Amar, Mava is Adam. Rav says Mava is man. Dechtiv Amar Shomer Ataboker Begamalaila Im Tivayun Bayu. He says that this is the Navi Yeshayahu. He says Amar Shomer. The Shomer says means the Kaddish Baruch Hu says Ataboker. The morning is going to come. It means the ultimate Geula is coming. Begamalaila, darkness for the Rishoyim. They're going to be punished. Im Tivayun Bayu. If you seek it out, you'll find it. In other words, if you seek out the good, you want to seek out the evil, you'll find it. So he's saying that, according to Rav, he's saying the essence of man is to be a seeker. That's what it is. And that's why Rav Konigsberg once was explaining to me. That's what man is. He's a seeker. So it refers to man as Mava. Mava is man, according to Rav. Shmuel Amar, Mava is Shein. Shmuel says Mava is a reference to Shein. Shein is the tooth of the animal. The animal eats. Dechtiv, and he quotes a pasuk in Obadiah. He says, "Ech nech pesu Esav." How is it? This is talking in the future that Esav, who's one of the tormentors of the Jewish people, will be plundered. Ech nech pesu Esav. How is Esav plundered? Nivu matzpunav. His hidden ideas, or his hidden like treasures, are nivu, are sought after. We'll say. So my mashma said, where do you see Nivu? How is that Shein? In other words, the word Nivu is going to lead me to Mava, which is going to lead me to Shein. How do I get the connection from that? My mashma. So the targeting Rav Yosef, I was listening to a shiur by Rabbi Elisha Graf today. He was sort of saying a little bit like this. So excuse me. So my mashma, the targeting Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef learned the targum of the pasuk, Eifdein it Balesha Esav, how is Esav plundered? It Galyan Matmaroi. His hidden treasures are revealed. So it means that a tooth is sometimes revealed, sometimes not revealed. So that's why Mave is a reference to the tooth. So the Gemara says, Rav my Tamil Mark Shmuel. Why does Rav not agree with Shmuel, who says tooth? Amar lach, Mikatani Nive. So again, the grammar is Mave, the Mave is doing something. So tooth, if tooth means like it's being exposed, so Nive, it is exposed. In other words, the tooth doesn't do anything in the mouth. It just stays there, and then it's exposed sometimes when the animal opens its mouth, but it should be niva, not mabe. Why doesn't Shmuel subscribe to Rav's idea that mabe is man? Amar lach, Shmuel would say to you, mikatani boe. It should say boe. In other words, the verb. In other words, he's the seeker. It should be boe. It shouldn't be mabe. Michti, so the Gemara says, Pray look mar daiki, but look mar daiki. So at the end of the day, the psukim don't work out exactly for each one so perfectly, but there is, an argument to be made. That's what it means. So he says, Rav mai tam lo mar kishmuel. So why doesn't Rav says Mava means Adam. Why does he reject apisvara? Why does he reject Shmuel's pshat that it means Shein? So he says, Tana shor, but will mean the shore. So according to Rav, when the Tana says shor, means everything that's shore. So Karen, Shane, Regel, shore is everything. So Mava is Adam, according to Rav. He says, Shmuel nami ha'tanale shore. So what does Shmuel do that? It says shore. So how come he's got Shane at the end? Am Rav Yehuda tana shore lekarno umave l'shino. So Rav Yehuda says that Shmuel will say, shore means the Karen, this is just a Havamina, and Mava is the Shane. Let me just do some Rashis on this, and we'll talk. So if you look at the Rashi, on the Tosos rather, given Targum Rav Yosef, second last Tosfos, he says, Naka Rav Yosef, so it mentions Rav Yosef, but the Targum, the Fisha Baki Targum, he was an expert on the Targum. Again, this is the Aramaic translation of the Nevi'im, he says sheish kama inyani targum. There are different versions of the targum. That's where the Maharam brings down different versions. Velo kidapirish ba'alma, not the way that some people have explained in general. Lefishia saginohor, that Rabbi Yosef was blind. So you're not allowed to say the psukim that are written. You can't say it by heart. He says, and therefore he was saying targum. In other words, so some said pshat that Rabbi Yosef was blind, and the reason he was saying the targum is because he can't say it by heart. So the targum he could say by heart. To mishum eight la sod amar hatam deshari. The Gemara in Gittin says eight la sod when there's an exigent circumstance. You could say it by heart. That's the greatest thing to get the sword if he's blind. That's the way this Tosfos is saying it. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we're going to move on. Okay, so we had arba avot nezikim in the Mishnah, shor, bor, mava, and hever. So bor, again, we know is solid. Bor is the pit that we got. Hever is the fire that we got. So you're digging a bor in the Rishus HaRabim, right? So, but then the question is, what is shor and what is maven? So the way the Rav learns it, shor means everything with a shor. Karen, Shane, Regel, that's shor. That's pretty simple, according to Rav. And maven means adam amazik. Maven means adam amazik. Now for the rest of the, or big piece, the next, first Ahmed, we're going to focus on Shmuel Shita. Shmuel, we know, holds maven means shame. Shmaven means shame. So everything else, though, so that we got locked in, and bor and hever we got locked in. So we got to figure out though what shor is according to Shmuel. We know Shane is Mava. What's shor? Okay. Any questions, comes to us? No. Let's go back. In other words, according to Shmuel, Mava is Shane. That's a given. Mava is Shane. But what is shor according to Shmuel? What is shor? We don't know. Again, we're talking about liability. You were here on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
So again, liability is different. Remember, with Karen, so you get a Tam and a Muad with Karen, and Karen can even be in the Rishus of Rabin. But Shane and Regel is in the Rishus of the Nizak, and it's Nezik Shalim. All right, okay. All right, I'm going to move on now. Let's get three lines from the bottom. So again, within the Shita of Shmuel, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda." And again, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. He says, Tana Shor Lakarno. He says, this is again, all. I'm not going to repeat this. This is all Shmuel of the next 30 lines. He says, Tana Shor Lakarno. When it says Shor, it means Karen. Umava Lashino. Umava means Shane. Bahaki Kamar. And this is the flow, the way the Mishnah will flow, according to Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in Shmuel. Lo Re'iha Karen. Again, the Mishnah says that the nature of one is not like the nature of another, but I can't learn one from the other. So the Mishnah says, Lo Re'iha Karen. The Karen is She'ain Hana LaHezeko. In other words, there's no Hana'a for the Hezek with Karen. That's where it says the animal doesn't get Hana'a from it. To Re'iha Shane, She'ish Hana LaHezeko. The Shane does have Hana LaHezeko. Now, Tosfos points out, at this point in the Gemara, we think that that if there's more Hana'a, that the owner should be exempt. Because it's not reasonable, we think, it's not reasonable to assume that the owner has to keep an eye on the animal. He's got Hana LaHezeko, ad kdei kach, not. So the fact, if the Torah would have written just Karen, there's no Hana LaHezeko. So there I'm learning that there is liability with Karen, but that doesn't necessarily follow if I just know Karen that I would know Shane, because Shane's got Hana LaHezeko, and with Hana LaHezeko, I would think that the person is exempt from liability. That's what I would think. And then on the top line in Dalet Malach, the nature of the Shane, he doesn't intend to damage, the animal doesn't intend. He says, like Karen, where he intends to damage. So again, we think that if he's got Hanala Zeka or he has Kavana to be Mazik, those are reasons we think that would to exempt the person from liability. Let's look at the last Tosfos quickly on Gimel Bay's mayor. Okay, Loria Karen Shane Hanala Zeko. He says, "Upshia pasha sheol l'shmor shiro." In other words, the owner should have guarded his ox. Shibakali alikol shomro. It's easy for him to guard it. Shain dehuka lahazik. It's not so pressing, to do damages. Kevin shein hanal hazeka. In other words, the animal doesn't have a fire under him because there's no hanat to the hezek. He says, "Aval shein shein hanal hazeka." But with Shane, the animal, everybody likes to eat animal humans. Yeah, but Shane, so the animal has a big incentive to damage. Habi ke'ein ones That's like an onus, we think right now, from the on the part of the prop of the property owner, the ox, the ox's owner, because the animal wants to eat. I can't guard it so much. So if I would know Karen, I wouldn't know Shane. The fact that I know the Torah teaches me liability by Karen, I wouldn't necessarily know liability by Shane. The Torah would write Karen. Right. He says, and then the other way around, by Shane, the animal doesn't intend to damage. In other words, its yetzer isn't so strong by Shane. This is flipping it over the other way. So you could easily guard it. By Karen, the animal wants to really gore you. He says, it's got a strong, you know, motivation. And he can't guard it so well. So let's see back again in the Gemara. He says, so the Gemara thinks, again, we're doing the sheets of Shmuel. The Gemara thinks that Shmuel holds Mave is Shane. Mave is Shane. The animal eats in somebody else's property and causes damage. And then the question is, what is Shor according to Shmuel? So right now, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Shor is Karen. Shor is Karen. So the Gemara says, so the flow of the Mishnah is, if I just know one, I don't know the other. If I know the other, I don't know one. That's the way the flow of the Mishnah. So how does it go? So Rabbi Yehuda says the flow of the Mishnah will be that Karen, you don't have enough of the Zeka. It's not like Shane, the animal has Hana. So the fact that I know Karen wouldn't necessarily lead me to assume that there's liability for Shane, because, you know, where it's got to eat, it's like people at the Kiddush, and they're running in to kill for the food, to the animal even more. So it's like this. So I would think the Torah doesn't put, you know, a liability on me, you know, to guard it. And then conversely, if the Torah would only teach me Shane, I would say there the animal doesn't tend to damage anything. It's gnashing away, but it doesn't tend to harm anybody. But that's like Karen when it wants to get somebody. So there I'm not expected to guard it. That's what I would think. So now the Gemara says on line two, and then I'll pause in eight lines. Just wait a minute. So line two. So the Gemara says, within this pshat that Rabbi Yehuda is, you know, positing, and we're going to, you know, not follow it in the end, isn't it a kavachomer the other way around? He says, well, how so? I would say, umash Shane. So we said, if I know Shane, I don't know Karen. Because Shane doesn't have kavanah to be mazik. Karen has kavanah to be mazik. V'lav kavachomer hu, umash Shane kavanah to lahazik, chayav. The Gemara now is flipping the svar around. The svar that we just said in Tosfos, the Gemara is flipping the svar around. The other Gemara, isn't it Kavachomer? Shane, it doesn't, the animal doesn't have Kavana to damage, and I'm chayav for that. Karen should come to lahazik. Karen, it's a more dangerous instrumentality. So if I'm liability when it's not so dangerous, it's even more dangerous. Don't I have a duty to guard it? Karen should come to lahazik, low call she came. So if that's the case, so then the flow of the Mishnah isn't going so well. So the Torah could just say Shane, and then I would know Karen from it. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says Itzriach. No, I would still need Karen to teach me Karen. Itzriach Satif Amina, because I would think maybe the Hava Eved Ba'ama. Because there's an example in Halakha, an Eved Kanani and a Shivcha Kanani. Eved Ba'ama, again, Eved Ni'ama, that's my property. And we're talking about Mamo Namazi, my property that goes damaged. So an Eved Kanani, a Shivcha Kanani, that's my property and they damage. So he says, so sometimes they want to do damage, and they do damage to other people. Notwithstanding that, the owner, the master, is patur. And Rashi quotes as a Mishnah later on. If you look at the Rashi, it's around 20 lines down, the narrow lines. The Mishnah says on Daf Pei Zion, "Eved by Isha Tiatan Ra'a." It's bad news if you encounter an Eved or an Isha. Or he says, if you injure them, you're absolutely liable. But if they damage other people, they're patur. So focusing on the Eved for now, the Eved has no assets, so he is not liable himself. The Eved has no property. Whatever he owns belongs to the master. He has no liability on his own. And the master is not liable. The master is not liable for the damage that the Eved does. The master is not liable. It means because the Eved has his own mind. The master is not responsible for it. So he says, so if you encounter this Eved, it's bad news. You harm the Eved, you're liable, but he harms you, It's bad news, but I certainly said in the Aladdin, we'll come to it if Master frees the Eved, then eventually he could get assets and maybe he will have liability, but not the greatest situation. So see back in the Gemara. So he says, sometimes their kavana is to do damage, but the owner is patur. The owner is patur. So I would think here too. So in other words, you're saying again, whether it's animal or the human that I own, it's my mamon amazi. It's my mamon amazi. So you thought it's so pashut, if Shane, if my animal eats its way through my friend's, garden patch, and it doesn't have to be short, the animal, my dog, whatever. He says, so if I'm liable for that, so certainly I'm liable when the animal gores somebody, certainly because that's intention to do it. So the says, look, but I have a person who can own an Kanani, and they intend to do damage to somebody, and I'm not liable. So it's not so pashut. So I do need to look up. And so we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Amravashi, the fifth line, Amravashi, Atu Evaviyamalav Tamarabu. Evaviyama is an outlier. Isn't there a strong policy consideration why the master is not liable in the case of Evaviyama? What is that? Shemiyakin. Let's say his master, upsets him. He antagonizes the Eved. He had a rough day at work that day, and then he'll go. He'll burn his the next door neighbor's, pile of wheat. I'll show you. Now you owe $1 million. This thing he says here. It comes out he got a lousy Eved. He's mechayev you 100 mana, which is like $1 zillion every day. So I saw in the Aladaf, they said the Meiri learns the din derabanan that they're not liable, but the Chazon Ish learns it's a din deraisa. But even if I say it's a din deraisa, there's an underlying reason why the Torah says it that way. So the fact that the Maimamon in this case the Evidiyama, does something intentionally, and even though Shane is liable, doesn't necessarily mean that intentionally is chayiv. So I do need to learn, so I can't learn it with the Kal v'chomer. I can't learn it with the Kal v'chomer. So he says here, so the Gemara is, okay, so again, let's just slow down, okay? So again, right now the mission's good. Right now the mission's good. The Kal v'chomer is good right now. Now, but the Gemara says like this, that, so again, we're going within the sheet of Shmuel. Mava is Shane, Mava Shane. And the Mishnah says that Lo Hare Ashur Kahare Mava. The aspect of Shur is not like Mava. Lo Hare Mava Kahare Ashur. And Mava is not like then Mava is not like Shur. So if I know Shur, I don't know Mava unless Torah writes it. If I know Mava, I don't know Shur. We think right now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, within the sheet of Shmuel, that Shur is Karen. We think that Shur is Karen. Mava is Shane. That we know Shmuel said Mava is Shane. So we think we have a working tape shot that the Mishnah makes sense. That if I only know Karen, I don't
Can't
know.
learn.
I can't learn Shane from it, right? Because Karen is no Hanala Zeko.
Yeah.
Shane is Hanala Zeko. And then he says, "Ma Shane." I didn't say right. The revised version is Shane is no Kabbalah Lahazik. He's Chayev. And Karen is Kabbalah Telahazik. So the Gemara says, I wouldn't know that from a Kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, Ela parechachi. So the Gemara says that, yeah, I didn't say something so correct. Something's not. Wait, one second. Right. I didn't say right. I'm sorry. So the Gemara learned that we could learn a Kal v'chomer from Shane to Karen. In other words, the case of Eved Ba'ama, those were an outlier case, but there's a specific reason by Eved Ba'ama, who's the Eved and the Ama, that they want to, get the master and gehak the tzuris. They want to get the master. But otherwise, I could have a Kal v'chomer. So the question is on the floor. The question is on the floor. So, so the pshat in the mission is not working out well because it's coming out that if I know Shane, then I'll know Karen. That's the question. So now the Gemara wants to reinstate. Well, if I know Shane, I'll know Karen because Shane is not kavanah to be mazik and Karen is kavanah to be mazik, according to Shmuel. So we think so. We got a problem because I don't have to have Karen. Let's see back in the Gemara. So on line 8, so Ela Parichachi. So this is the way we should tighten up the Mishnah according to Shmuel within Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Lo Re'iha Karen Shekavanatola Hazik. The Karen, the nature of Karen is Kavanatola Hazik. Re'iha Shein, Shein Kavanatola Hazik. Shein is not Kavanatola Hazik. So if the Torah were only Karen, I wouldn't know Shein. Karen is a dangerous, tortfeasor type of situation. So there the Torah might impose a liability on me, but not Shein. He says, Below Re'iha Shein, and Shein, Sheish Hana Lazeko. Shein, the animal has a lot of hana from eating. So that's the pshat we think in the Mishnah right now. So again, so if I only had Karen, Karen is kavanah to be made. He has intention to do damage. So there the Torah could put a liability on me. But if the Torah only wrote that, I would know Shein. The Shein is not kavanah to be made. The animal doesn't intend to do damage. And if the Torah only wrote Shein, I'd say by Shein, it has hana to do hezek. It has hana from it, so therefore there's liability. Masha'en kain karen, there's no hana, so there's no liability. Okay, that's the working shot so far, and so far we think we have a working shot within Shmuel. So that, and I'll pause it just a few lines. So the Gemara says, the regel mai, what happened to regel? So within the sheet of Shmuel, assuming this is the shot in the Mishnah, we know that the shore has three elements of damage. Karen, Shane, and regel. So I have, according to this, I have Karen, I have Shane. What happened to Regal? Regal is if the animal, walks on my neighbor's property, tramples, and causes damage. Regal, my Shire, so what happened to Regal? He left it out. The Gemara says, Shehisi Chavamazik, Latvi Regal. So there's a line in the Mishnah that they all have in common, Shehisik, when the animal or any of these elements that cause damage, Chavamazik, that it causes liability on top of the Mazik. He says, La Tri Regal. That alludes to Regal. Litni Ebehedya. So, why doesn't the Tana teach explicitly? That's the question. So, the Gemara gives up on this shot that Rabbi Yehuda had. Okay, let me pause right now and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, let me just summarize again. So, we're trying to touch up Shmuel's shot. Shmuel says, Mave is Shane. And it's based on the idea that Pasuk that we had, or that we tried to touch up, Eichnech Besuisav Nivu Matskunav. Which the targum was like his hidden treasures have been revealed. So the tooth gets revealed sometimes. Like remember we had on Shabbat on the top of the Gimel, it says Shayyibair Hagalala Tumo. The chain is sometimes the Gula Rashi says. So anyway, so that's what he learns. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, so according to Shmuel, what is Shor? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shor is Karen. Shor is Karen. So now, if Shor is Karen and Mava is Shane, so the flow of the Mishnah has to be that if the Torah would write Shor, I wouldn't know Mava, which we know is Shane. And if the Torah wrote Mava, which we know is Shane, I wouldn't know Shor, which is Karen. That's the way it's got to go. So we touched up, and in the end we said we have a working shot with that. So the working shot was that Karen is Kavanah Tov L'Hazik, but Karen, the animal, intends to harm Kiriya Shane, Shane Kavanah Tov L'Hazik. So we think, if there's intention to do harm, there's greater liability on the part of the owner. So if the Torah only wrote Karen and didn't write Shane, I would only know Karen, wouldn't know Shane. And then if it only wrote Shane, Shane is Hina Lahazeko. Shane, the animal, likes noshing away. He says, and there I have a high duty to guard it. He says, Kiriya Karen, Shane Hina Lahazeko. So I have to vote. So what happened to Regel? So Regel is just alluded to that's what we think. But why doesn't it teach explicitly? We don't have an answer for that. So the Gemara is about to come to a new shot. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. Okay, now, what? I Zoom people. That's the. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Now, okay, the 20 lines down. Now, Ella Marava. Ella means new shot. Ella Marava. So we had shot from Rabbi Yehuda. We're giving that up. Ella Marava. Tana Shor Laraglo. So this is going to be the final shot within Shmuel. When it says Shor, within the sheet of Shmuel, means Regel. Regel. The animal is going to trample on the neighbor's property. Umav Lashino. That stays the same. Mav Lashino. He says, Vahachi Kamar. And this is what the Tana of the Mishnah is saying. Lo Iha Regel Shazeka Matsui. That Regel is a Zeka Matsui. Damage very, very common. Very, very likely with Regel. It's always walking damaging. He says, Kiriya Shane, Shane Zeka Matsui. Shane, it doesn't happen so often. It doesn't eat through the neighbor's patch all the time. V'lo ri'iha Shane, and Shane, the nature of Shane, sheish hana lahazeko. It has hana to it. Kriya regel Shane hana lahazeko. Okay, that's that. We have that. The Karen my shirei. So what am to Karen? He left it out. Shehizi chava mazik latuye Karen. Same sort of ideas before. It's alluded to, but now v'litniyeh behedya. So why does the Tana not teach me Karen explicitly? The Tana here is talking about elements of damage that you're muad from the get-go. Muad means you're forewarned, you're liable, you're fully liable from the get-go. You let fire go, you're liable. You let your animal go and trample a neighbor's yard, you're liable. You let them eat in the other yard, you're liable. You dig a bore in the rishus of Rabbim, you're liable. By Karen, it's dependent. If it's a short tom, you only chayv chatzin nezek. If it's a short muad, then you chayv nezek shalim. So there, he didn't include with the other ones. He just refers to it. Now the Gemara says, Ushmuel my tamal omar karav. Why does Shmuel not subscribe to Rav's pshat that Mava is Adam? That Mava is Adam. Piece svara. We had the psukim. But the psukim, not to either way, had difficulty. Why does Shmuel reject Rav's pshat that Mava means man? And we said that Mava means him tvayu bayu. If you seek it, the man is a seeker. That's who he is. He's a seeker. So he says, and that's what Rav Konigsberg was saying to me once. Shmuel my tamalorak Rav Amar Lach. Shmuel would say to you, Adam, if you would assume the Tana means Adam Amazik when he says Mave, Katani Sefa. We learn the Mishnah on Daf Tavav, and it mentions Adam over there. It says Shura Muad Vishura Mazik Vishura Nizak Vahadam. So let's look quickly at the Mishnah on Daf Tavav. Look at Tavav on the base, page 30, 15b quickly, page 30. He says, so the Mishnah, we'll just do the first five lines of the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Everybody got it? Page 30. Okay, now, so Manitin, Chamisha Tamin v'chamisha Muadim. The Mishnah says there are five situations of Tam, or Yachayv Chasi Nezek, and five of Muad. Ha-Behema, Eina Muedet, Lo Ligach. Behema is not considered Muad. Ligach is to gore. Lo Ligof is to like press. Lo Lashuch, to bite. Lo Lirbot, like to plot on something and cause damage. Lo Bot, Lo to kick. So, we had, in other words, one, two, three, four, five. Right. Well, one is the Av and the four the Tol. This is basically what it comes out. Then Hashem, Muedet Lechol, et Ra'uila. Shein is Muedet to eat that which is appropriate for it. Ha Regel Muedet Leshbor Badera Chilupa. Regel is Muedet to break things when it walks. Veshor Hamuad, if the shore has gored several times, Shor Muad. Bishur Hamazik Bishur Nizak. It means if it's according to Rabbi Tarfon, if it gores on my neighbor's property. In other words, normally I'm Chayav Tam and Muad. In other words, so if it gores, let's say in the Rishus Rabbim, so if it's Shur Tam, I'm Chayav Chasi Nezek, Shur Muad, I'm Chayav Nezek Shalim. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, if my shore goes to your property and gores there, I'm always Muad, I'm always Chayav Nezek Shalim. He says, "B'shur Mazim Shur Anizak, B'ha Adam, and man." So it mentions man is Muad. Man is Muad. So it mentions man. Let's go back now to Dal and Amud Aleph. So again, so the Gemara says, why does Shmuel not hold like Rav? Why does Shmuel not explain that Mava means Adam? So back in the Gemara on Dal and Amud Aleph, so he says, so Amar Lach, Yisatadek Adam, HaKetani Seifa, Shur Muad, B'shur Mazik, B'shur Anizak, B'ha Adam. The Mishnah says Ha Adam on Daf Tet Vav. So what doesn't make sense? The Mishnah mentions Daf Beis and Daf Tet Vav. So the Gemara says V'litni Bereisha. So why does the Tana not teach me Adam in the first Mishnah? V'nizki Mamon Kamayri, V'nizki Gufo Lo Kamayri. So Shmuel says the first Mishnah is just talking about Nizki Mamon. Nizki Mamon means that my property is doing damage. My Mamon Hamazik, that which I own, is doing damages. Adam Amazik is the man himself does damages. He's not talking about that. So that's the way Shmuel views the whole situation. Okay, so I think we're basically done with Shmuel, but we're going to go to Rav shortly. But let's just summarize again, according to Shmuel. So according to the Maskana, we're saying, and this is Rav's Pshat, when it says Shor, according to Shmuel, it means Regel. when it says mava, it means shame. And then Karen, it doesn't mention explicitly, it just alludes to it. And why does it not mention explicitly? Because he's talking about things that you're muad from the get-go, not things that you have tam and muad with it. That so he doesn't mention explicitly. And then why does Shmuel not hold by Rav, who says Adam is mavet? Because Adam is mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Tepav. And why does the Mishnah Daf Beis not mention Adam according to Shmuel? Because the Mishnah Daf Beis is talking about Mamon Amazik, and later on we're talking about Adam Amazik. There was the difference between Mamon Amazik and the person himself. Let's see back in the Gemara. Now, 15 lines from the bottom. Rav Nami Hatani Adam Sefas. What does Rav do with that? It's a good question. How does Rav deal with that? It says man and man. So Amalak Rav, Rav would say, that Mishnah is just listing five Tam and five Muad. So it mentions man as one of the five Muads, but in Athinami, man is mentioned in the first Mishnah as well. Now, how will Rav touch up our Mishnah? Now we're doing Rav's pshat. How will Rav understand the Mishnah? So again, Rav says shor means everything. It means Karen, Shane, Regel. And Mava means Adam. So what's lo hare hashor kare amava? Lo hare amava kare hashor. Zumai lo hare haki kamar lo re'i hashor, the nature of the shore, shemeshali mit a kofer. Shore, if a shore kills somebody, the owner has to pay, and it's the shore muad, the owner has to pay kofer. He has to pay the value either of the person or the dmei mazik or dmei nizak, but we'll say, okay, we'll say that it means we'll say that it means dmei nizak. Okay, so he pays kofar. Kiri ha'adam, man, she'en mishlam in a kofar. Means if man kills somebody, he's got death penalty with Adam and Hasra, but he doesn't know kofar, he has to pay. Wait, we're almost there. Just wait a minute. So he says, so lo ri'i ha'shor kiri ha'mava. The nature of shor is not like mava, like man. Shor pays kofar, man does not pay kofar if he murders somebody. Lo ri'i ha'adam, shechai ba'arba dvarim. And man, if man is hovel b'chaveiro, in addition to nezek, he has four additional elements of damage. And that's there's nezek, which everybody plays, whether it's mamon amazik or it's adam amazik. And then you have nezek tsar, ripui, shevet, and boshet. You have all the other elements of damages. Nezek, you know, tsar, pain and suffering, tsar, ripui, the medical costs, shevet, unemployment, and boshet, embarrassment. Kiri hashor, she'im bo'or bar dvar. Shore doesn't have those four elements. So each one has got something the other one has. So I wouldn't know one from the other. So shore pays kofar. So I wouldn't know Adam Amazik, because Adam Amazik doesn't pay kofar. And if it only said Adam, Adam is kind of in like all these elements, and the shore is not kind of. They wouldn't know that. Hatzad Shvesh Bahen, this is again touching up the Mishnah, Shadarkan Lahazik. He says that the Mishnah says that Tzad they have in common is dark on the hazik. The normally in the nature of things they want to go around and do damage. But he's sure dark on the hazik. Is it sure his derek to go and damage? This is the muad, a sure muad. Yeah, that's dark on the hazik. The muad dark on the hazik. Is it derek that goes around damaging? Haman diyayid. Since you're forewarned, you're on notice that you know it's caused damage. Orchehu. That's considered derek. So the Gemara says, are Adam dark on the hazik? Man, his nature is to do damages. The yashin when he's sleeping. Yashin dark or lahazik, when a man sleeps, he does damage. Even the kaifu pashit, since he bends over in sleep and he stretches out, orchehu, that's his or derech, meaning adam muad liyodah, the Kabbalah teaches. You're liable for all damages. A person's liable for all damages that he does. So man, if he stretches out in sleep and he breaks a ming path, he's liable for that. Ushniratan, okay, the adkan. Okay, so we explained the Mishnah according to Rash Shmuel. And now we explain the Mishnah according to Rav. So according to Rav, the Mishnah means, shor means everything with shor, and mava means Adam. Kofar is if your shor is a shor muad, and the shor kills somebody, you, the owner, have to pay the value of the person that got killed to the family. Kofar means like an atonement. So it's a makloka in the Gemara, whether it's the main Nizak or the main Mazik. It's either the value of the person who was killed or the value of the person who owns the shore. But there's a payment that has to be made to the family of Kofar. That there is a payment of Kofar that has to be paid. In other words, in addition to any other damages, you have to pay Kofar if your shore kills somebody. Right. Now I think that if you kill somebody, no, the kapel is a whole different parsha. So he pays kofar. I don't know if he pays any other damages. So if the short kills somebody, if the short kills somebody, the owner pays kofar. What? Oh, it was Shorma. Shorma would kill somebody, you pay kofar. Okay, so let's go again. We're running out of time. We got to make sure we get through. Okay, so the idea is, so the way Rav will learn the Mishnah is that shor means all the damages with shor. So lower hari a shor kahari a mava. Shor is different than mava because shor you have a chiyuv kofar. So that doesn't necessarily play out with Adam. So if Torah only wrote shor, I wouldn't be able to learn Adam from there because Adam has a different din. And if it only wrote Adam, so I would say Adam is different because Adam has all the other elements of damage. So I can't learn shor from there because shor doesn't have those elements of damage. And then he says that he and then he says what's that? He says, and then the thing on Sarah Shaban to dark on the Hazi. The thing they have in common is the Derek is to be Mazik. So is the Derek of a short be Mazik? Yeah, with a short Muad that's viewed. And his man dark what means Adam Muad Yolam. So that's his Derek. And then Ushmirat, now we're up to Ushmirat Tanalefa, 5 lines to the bottom. Then Ushmirat Tanalefa, you were obligated to guard all your, property. He says, Adam Shmir Gupo Alavu. What do you mean, Shmirat Tan? Their Shmira is on you. If it's Adam Mazik, which it is according to Rav, it should be Shmir, it should be Shmir Gupo Alavu. It's on the person. In other words, Ushmirat Alecha, if you have an object which is separate from you, the Shmirat Tan is Alecha. You have to guard your dog, Shmirat Alecha. You have what do they call it, like a pit bull. So Shmirat Alecha. But Adam Amazik is Shmirat Alav. He has to guard himself. So the word isn't fitting in so well. So the Gemara says, Latame, but according to that Svara, Hadatani Karna, Karna Torah Braisa, Arba Avot Nezikin, Vadam Echad Mehem, Karna Torah Braisa, and in his Braisa, it said Mefurash that Adam was one of the Avot Nezikin. And he said, Adam, it said, and then it said, Shmiratan Alecha. So Adam Shmiratan Gupo Alav, same question. Ela Kida Amarli Rabbi Latana, Tani Adam Shmirat Gupo Alav, like Rabbi Abba said to the Tana, when you teach this Braisa, you should teach Adam Shmirat Gufo Alav. You should teach that by man, he has to guard himself. Turn page. Hakanami, Tani Adam Shmirat Gufo Alav. Means here too in the Mishnah, according to Rav, we should understand it, that when it comes to Adam, Shmirat Gufo Alav. Okay, so we finish with I got to go on now. We finish with the Pshat according to Shmuel, we finish with the Pshat according to Rav. Now, we said that what Mava is, we had a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Mava was Adam, and according to Shmuel, Mava was Shane. But neither one fit in with the Psukim so well, but they each had a remez in the Psukim. So Makiv la Ramari, V'ema, Mava is the Hamayim. So Ramari wants to say, maybe Mava has a different shot. Maybe Mava is Mayim. And Rashi says, let's say a person will take like sewage water and pour it in the street, and the guy will stain his clothes on it. So that would be damages. That's what we think Mava is Mayim. Kidichtiv, and he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kikdoach Eish Hamasim, just like fire melts things that melt, Mayim Tiva Eish. We think right now, Mayim is the subject, Tiva is the verb that relates to Mayim. Mayim is doing something to the fire. Mayim Tiva Eish. We think that the Mayim is like quenching the fire and causing it to sizzle and bubble with the fire. So if that's the case, so the verb tiveh applies to something that mayim does. So he says, mikativ mayim nivu. So mayim is plural, like mayim is in Hebrew, it's plural. Mayim karim, not mayim kar, mayim karim, plural. So if mayim would be the subject, so then it should, it so, right, so it shouldn't say maveh, it should say nivu. In other words, as soon as she has maveh, it should be nivu, mayim nivu. So the Gemara says tiva eish tiv. It says in the pasuk tiva eish, so it means that the fire, boils away the water, not that the water is doing something to the fire. That's a dead letter. So matkiv la Rav Zvid ve'ema mava zeh ha'eish. So Rav Zvid says, well, if mava is not mayim, maybe mava is eish, because that's what we said in the pasuk. Mayim tiva eish means like mayim is boiled by fire. So the verb tiva can apply to fire. So maybe mava means eish. Hihachi my hamaveh b'hever. The Mishnah says hamaveh b'hever. Hever is definitely fire. So if mava is fire, I got a problem. I got two things doing the same thing. But chitim perushli kamafarish. Maybe say, well, mava b'hever. That it's mava. And the Mishnah explained, what do we mean by mava? I mean hever. One is explaining the other term. Ihachi arba shloshahavu. If that's the case, I'm only left with three avot nizikin, which be shor bore mava hever would be one, and it says four. But chitim atana shor de itbeitarti. Well, maybe shor means two. Maybe shor means shein v'regel, and then I have four. So shor will be two, and then bor is one, and mava hever will be fire. Ihachi, if that's the pshat, lo zev zeh sheish ben ruach chayim. So in the Mishnah, it says that if I have shor and mava, they have ruach chayim, they have life in them, whatever shor and mava is. So if I say like Shmuel, so shor is the regel, and then mav is the shein, it's ruach chayim in both of them. And if I say like Rav, so shor is Karen, shein, and regel, and mav is adam, but they both have ruach chayim. He says, Eish is not living. That doesn't work out well. The two, my kahare ha'esh. In addition to which, it says that the shor and the mava are not like kahare ha'esh. The Mishnah says it wouldn't fit in. It's because the Mishnah says that the shor and the mava are not kahare ha'esh. But if mava is esh, it is like the esh. You understand what I'm saying? Again, so no, it says that shor and mava are not like hever because they have ruach chayim. They're living creatures. So it's either the shore, or the shore and the adam of ruach chayim, as opposed to esh that doesn't have ruach chayim. But if I say mava is esh, the sentence doesn't make sense because they don't have ruach chayim. Okay. So let's go further. Now with the two dots, everybody okay so far? All right. That's where you're cutting your teeth on Baba Kama. Okay, now I have to go through. We have very little time. Let's focus. Now, the Gemara says, Tani Raboshia, Boshia taught a Braisa, Shoshasar Avot Nezikin. There are really 13 Avot Nezikin. Avot Nezikin means in the Pesukim, and the Torah mentions 13 types of liability. So we'll see in a minute. It says, Tani Shoshasar Avot Nezikin. Shomer chinam v'ashoal no sisach v'arsoper. The arba'a shomrim, which will have more of Metziabli Neder. So it means the shomer chinam, the person guards for free. The shoal, the one who is a borrower. And again, so the shoal is chayiv even on pshia. And the shomer chinam is chayiv also on pshia. I didn't say right. Shomer chinam is chayiv on pshia. The shoal is chayiv in onus. In other words, the shoal has the greatest liability. It's chayiv even an own sin. And the shomer chinam is chayiv on pshia. This is so Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Lotzi Sachar Barsoker. That's the Shomer Sachar Barsoker. Somebody pays somebody or somebody is leasing them something. So they're a Chayiv in Geneva Veda. So it means if I give my object to somebody and then it's damaged, like they're like, even though it's passive damage, I mean, from their part of the Shomer, that's a type of liability. And it says, the Nezek Sar Ripu Shevet Boshet. You have the five elements of damage that man does. He says, Biarba Adbanithin, the four in the Mishnah, Atlesar, that's 13. Now, I assume this means that this would work well with it according to Shmuel. In other words, that Adam wasn't mentioned, or we'll see. But the simple shot of if Adam is not mentioned, this that works out well. Bitana Didan, my Tamalo Tanihani, why did the Tan of our Mishnah not learn all these other additional elements that Raboshi taught in his Braisa? Bishlam of the Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, everything works out fine. Why? Shmuel was saying, the first Mishnah is talking about Nizke Mamon. My property does damage. My animals do damage. You know, the pit that I dug does damage. The fire that I set does damage. He says, it's not talking about Nizke Gufo. It's not talking about man doing damage himself. And then the second, and then these other elements talk about Adam Amazik. You have the Arba Shomrim. And you have, Nezek Sar Ripui Shevet and Boshet. He says, El Rav, but according to Rav, Rav says Adam is mentioned in the first Mishnah. He says, Litni Tana Adam, Chomina da Adam. So why does he not teach man and all the elements that man has in the first Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Oshia Nami, Tani Le Adam Trei Gavni." But even according to Rabbi Oshia, he's teaching man twice. In other words, if Rabbi Oshia learns like Rav, I'll have Adam in the first Mishnah and I'll have Adam in the Braisa. So he says, I didn't say right. Rabbi Oshia Nami Hatani Le Adam. According to Rabbi Oshia, it's also repeating Adam. In other words, according to Rabbi Oshia, working within the Shita of Rav, Rav says Adam is mentioned in the first Mishnah. And then Rabbi Oshia says, you have Nezek Sar, Ripu, Shevet, and Boshet, and all those damages. So I'm learning man twice. I'm learning man in the first Mishnah. I'm learning man in the Bryce as well.
Honestly, by the way, it's obviously
what we think, everything that man does. So he says, so Zagmaran says, Trey Gavni Adam. Rabbi Oshia will say there's two types of damages that man does. Tana Adam da Azik Adam. First, he teaches, in this Bryce, so he's talking about when man damages another man. That's in the Bryce of the Roshia. With Tana Adam Dazik Shor, where in the Mishnah, it's seeing man that damages a shore. So if man takes a club and injures a shore, so he's not Chayav on Nezek Sar, Ripu, Shevet, and Boshet, he's just Chayav on Nezek.
That's Mav.
According to Rav, Mav is Adam, right. And that the way Rav Oshia will explain Taishap the Mishnah, according to Rav, he'll say that Adam is mentioned in the first Mishnah, and Adam is also mentioned in Rav Oshia's Braisa. So why is it mentioned twice? So Rav Oshia will say, Adam in the Mishnah is talking about Adam when he damages property. And then when Adam is mentioned in the Braisa, he's talking about a man damaging another man. He hathi, so the verse says, if that's the case, Shor Nami, Litni Trei Kavni Shor. So if he's on a roll, that sometimes have to distinguish between whether the person is damaging property or damaging another human, so I should have two types of shore. He says, Litni shore to Azik shore. He should teach me when a shore damages another shore, which is damage to property. Litni shore to Azik Adam. Then he should teach me when the shore, damages man. So the Gemara says, Hai Mai, Mishlema Adam to Azik shore, Nezeku de Mishalim. Look, with man, if he damages the shore, he just owes Nezek. Adam to Azik Adam, if a man damages another man, he pays an additional four items. In other words, it's a different halacha. If man damages the shore, he's only chayav nezek. If man damages another man, he's chayav nezek, sar, ripu, shevet, and boshet. There's a difference in halacha. El shore, when it comes to the ox, mali shore to azik shore, what difference if a shore damages another shore, mali shore to azik adam, or the shore damages a human, edi v'edi nezek v'dem shalom. It's the same halacha. So there's no reason to repeat it by shore. But by man, there is a reason to repeat. There's Adam Mazik Shor, Adam Mazik Adam. Now the Gemara says, "V'hashomer chinam v'shol no sisachar v'soker the Adam the Azik Shor who v'katani." But how come we have the four shomrim in the Brisa, and that's a case of Adam the Mazik Shor? In other words, we're saying that in the Mishnah, we're talking about Adam in the Mishnah is Adam the Azik Shor, and in the Brisa, we're talking about Adam the Azik Adam. And therefore, there's five elements. But in the Brisa, we also mention the Shomer Chinam, the Shomer Sachar, the Soker, and the Shoer, the four Shomrim. And that's also that they're guarding property. They're guarding, like, the shore, and then the shore got stolen or damaged or something like that. So what is it doing over here? It should be in the Mishnah. So he says, Tani Hazeka de Biadayim. So he's in the Mishnah, he's learning Hazeka Biadayim, like direct damage. And then in the Brisa, he learns indirect damage. In other words, within the Rav Oshia, within the Shita of Rav, Rav learns that Adam is mentioned in the first Mishnah. And Rav Oshia says, okay, man is mentioned in the first Mishnah, but there it's talking about Adam da Azik Shor. And then man is mentioned in the Brisa, that's Adam da Azik Adam. Fine. But then how come I have the four Shomrim? That's a case of Adam da Azik Shor, and it's mentioned in the Brisa, not mentioned in the Mishnah. So we say that even within Reb Oshia and within Rav, going in that whole Malach, there's a difference between direct damages and indirect damages. So in the Mishnah, he's teaching me direct damage. I take my club, I bash, and I hit the shore. Here, we're talking about I'm a Shomer Chinam, and I don't guard the shore and something happens. That's indirect damages. That's what he's teaching me. Okay? Okay, I got to wrap it up. Everybody with me? Okay, we're 10 lines to the bottom. We're almost there. Okay. Tani Reb Chia, Esrim Yarabavot Nezikin. Reb Chia taught, there are 24 Avot Nezikin. Now, here are the 24. Tashlumi Kefil, you had mentioned Kefil before. Kefil is when somebody steals something, Ganav. In other words, he tunnels into my house, he steals. he's chayev both the Karen and the Kefels.
15 plus whatever it is.
Exactly. We're going to see. That's correct, though. Okay. And then Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha. Look at that, Vern. But Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha. If a person steals a sheep or an ox and then he's Tavak Umachar, he slaughters or he sells it, he's Chayah 4 or 5. With the sheep, he's Chayah 4 because the Torah was passed on. Okay. Then Beganav Begazlan. Ganav Begazlan means if a Ganav admits that he stole, he owns the Karen. Gazlan, he admits that he stole, he owns the Karen. He says, the Adam Zomamin. Adam Zomamin also had done the type of damage. They falsely testified by Sitim Lo Kasher Zamam. So he testified, I owed $1,000. Then I have to pay $1,000. Now, the Ha'ones Bahamafate Motzi Shema. Ones is the rapist, but it means the rapist, in addition to all the other damages he has to pay 50 shkalim as a knas. The Torah has 50 shkalim he has to pay as a knas. Bahamafate also has to pay if he seduces somebody. And then umotzi shemra, if a person defames Betula and says she's not a Betula, he owns 100 shekalim. Bahamitame, let's say I take my sheretz and you're a kohen, you have truma, and I touch the truma with my sheretz, so I owe damages. Bahamidameya, this is let's say you've got wine, and I take some truma wine, I pour it into your wine, and now the price crashed because now it's not worth as much. Bahamanaseh, or I take your wine and I offer it for avodah zarah purposes, and there's a question: why isn't it kamalei b'drabim? They keep the rabim and they do the greater thing. So it's not at the same time, because when I take it, I'm chayav for the geneva, and then when I'm manaseh, I'm chayav for the avodah zarah. So they're both staggered, but I'm chayav in damages. Okay, now bahani tlesar, and the 13 we did already. By stream Yarba, we got 24. Rabbi Oshia, my tamalo tani hani. So why does Rabbi Oshia, who learned the previous brisa with the 13 elements, why does he not learn the other 11 that we just had? But mamona kamairi, but kanasalo kamairi. He's talking about, in other words, if it's a money damage, that's not teaching. Kanas, which is a set amount, the penalty, the fine the Torah imposes, I'm not learning fine cases. So the Gemara says, okay, so the kanas would be kfl, Shlumi Arba Chamisha, and there would also be Ones Mafata Motzi Shemra, but Ganav and Gazlan to Mamona who lit me. Why does he not teach the case of Ganav and Gazlan? Even the Ganav admits that he stole. The Gazlan admits that he stole, and then he's Chayav Karen. Why doesn't he touch that? Hakatani Le, so he does learn it, Raboshi would say. He says, Shomer Chinam HaShoel. In other words, he learns the four Shomrim. So the four Shomrim include if the Shomer falsely claims Toin Tanis Ganav. Let's say he says it was stolen, but it really wasn't stolen. So then he's viewed as a Ganav, and he's liable. It's that he has it that way. Rabbi Chiya Nami Hatanali Shomer Chinav HaShoel. So why does Rabbi Chiya even learn that? He has it. In other words, why do I need to learn Ganav and Gazlan? I could have the Arba Shomer, which we have, and he's Toin Tanis Ganav. So you're like a Ganav, and you're Chayev. So why then does? So why does Rabbi Chiya count it? Tani Mamona da Akhtiya de Behatera, Tani Mamona da Akhtiya de Isura. Rabbi Chiya teaches Mamon that came to you in a Seda Heter, the Arba Shomrim, you by license, it came to you, you know, with authorization, and then he's Tani Mamon da Akhtiya de Isura, Mamon that came to you with no permission, and that's the Ganav and the Gazlan. In other words, he's dividing the cases into two by Ganav and Gazlan. In other words, in Akinami, you have a din of a Ganav and a Gazlan with the Arba Shomrim, but that's where the Atiliyah de Behetera. In other words, the owner gave it to you. Here's my shore. Keep an eye on Taurus. I'll be back in a week. And then he says, it's terrible, something happened. Taurus got stolen. So I'm Chayav for Geneva. Then he's got where it didn't come to me, the idea of terror. I tunneled into the guy's house. I broke in and stole it. That's another case that he's teaching me. Okay, now.
Why didn't I mention these two?
Reb Chiya is teaching me. So Knas he doesn't teach. That's a whole bunch of cases. And then he doesn't teach. He doesn't teach the Ganav and the Gazan because he taught the Arba Shomrim. And that includes like Tony and Tanis Ganav. Okay. I think I gotta call it a night at this point in time. Okay. Nice seeing everybody. Anybody questions in the Zoom world? Everybody good? Okay. One second.